local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, how's it going? Hopefully pretty good. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price in the studio with you, joined by the fantabulous Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, my friend?
Oh, good afternoon. I'm doing terrifically. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic now. Thanks for asking. I said that with the implication that I was miserable before you asked. Either way, 4:10 here, almost 4:11. We'll get things started with our top three stories. Got a loaded slate for you today, as always. So why waste another moment? Starting with foreign governments targeting our upcoming election. That's what Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner were talking about yesterday in a joint statement. They said that the Senate Intelligence Committee and they lead the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they say that it's clear that our foreign adversaries are intently interested in disrupting our democratic process. They add that they don't know the extent of recent foreign efforts against presidential campaigns, but there are indications from Microsoft that foreign cyber actors may have penetrated a presidential campaign's infrastructure. Rubio and Warner say that foreign adversaries must be put on notice by both political parties that there will be consequences to interfering in the American democratic process.
Well, looks like U.S. officials are concerned a potential Iranian attack on Israel could happen at any moment. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby said today the U.S. has sent several more military assets to the region. The potential for an attack by Iran comes after the country vowed to avenge the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. Kirby said an attack might come within days, and harsh rhetoric from Iran's supreme leader is not helping that situation.
Yeah, that's kind of a daunting story because we've been touching on it daily, it's a matter of, you know, okay, it could happen, and it's just a matter of, like, it's a matter of time until we hear the official, it's happened. So very, very intimidating storyline there.
And everybody is on edge.
Absolutely. And climate change-driven permafrost melting is pouring mercury deposits into the Bering Sea. A California research team found that the release of the metal in Alaska's Yukon River, which has been stored in the permafrost for millennia, presents an environmental and public health hazard to the 5 million living in the Arctic zone. A co-author of the study said it could be a giant mercury bomb in the Arctic waiting to explode.
Wow.
So, what a good time to not be living in the Arctic zone. I would say that. My goodness. Alrighty. Just about 4:13 here. We'll get a quick look at just a couple local headlines before we get to your first quick check of the roads and weather. Some Escambia County voters are concerned about a text message that's been making the rounds. It claims to be from a poll manager who says workers are marking ballots to disqualify them from being counted. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender believes that the text is a case of election misinformation, possibly sent out by a foreign agent that's trying to disrupt the election process. Tens of thousands of voters in Northwest Florida have already cast their ballots for the primary election, and Bender says they expect to have 6,500 votes cast in Escambia County by the end of the week.
And this is what Robert Bender said about that.
It could be a foreign government or someone who's trying to influence it and cast doubt in the system that we have in place. And so it's my job to make sure that there is that public's trust and that, we're open, we're transparent in how we do things, and that people do trust the count.
Yeah. Basically, don't believe that text message when you get it.
Oh, absolutely not, especially considering the story that we just touched on with Rubio and Warner talking about, hey, there's foreign entities trying to kind of interact with us here, and that's just very upsetting.
Well, it's always a very good idea to check, you know, when you receive something like that, to see if it actually is kosher or not.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Check other sources.
Alrighty, Pensacola High School Assistant Principal Sean Roby has been suspended from his job pending an investigation into his arrest on a video voyeurism charge last night. The Escambia County School District confirmed the arrest in a statement to Channel 3 this morning. They say that they're cooperating with the investigation. 55-year-old Sean Roby was arrested last night on a charge of felony video voyeurism with a victim 19 years or older. Roby is being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. Let's see, just about 4:15 here. Now we'll get you that first quick check of the roads and weather. This one's brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. All right, so let's see what we got here. We'll start with I-10. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, as it has been for a while now, at this time every hour, it's going to back you up just barely onto that ramp that connects you to I-110 North. Also got some issues on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, we got some issues on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. And as you continue northbound, we've got some issues at the intersection with Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing by the Hurlburt Field area, and over in the Pace Milton area's Caroline Street or Highway 90 giving us some problems as well. Looks like the most is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how is the weather, my friend?
Well, if you like the weather today, it's going to continue on at least looks like through the weekend. It looks like it's going to be relatively cool compared to the high of today.
That's a big relative. Yeah. Capital R, relatively.
Right, yeah, 82 degrees for the low tonight, mostly clear. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A repeat of today, about 90 degrees. And mostly clear again tomorrow night, about 80. Right now, it is warm, 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 degrees in Milton. And News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, carrying on with just a few more local headlines here. School is back in session, of course. If you haven't heard it from me, you either have a kid in school or you've just seen the buses everywhere. But that means you need to watch out for school zones on our roads. Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood says that another thing to watch out for is stopped school buses. Of course, we heard about this a little earlier this week, but Wood is kind of giving some additional insight on that. He says, of course, if you see a bus stopped with its lights flashing and stop sign out, that tells you that you should probably stop or you could get a big ticket. But Wood also says that if you need to stop, even if you are, he says you may need to stop even if you are on a separated four-lane road, saying that it all depends on the median. If it's raised or grassy, you don't need to stop, but if it's flat, you do.
Basically, yeah, pay attention to the school buses, because sometimes the kids do not pay attention to you.
Well, unfortunate, but true, yes.
Yeah, Big Lots is reportedly closing more than 300 stores, about a quarter of the locations they have across the United States. The move comes after the chain warned an ongoing financial issues are going to put it into substantial debt. The website lists closing sales at 11 different Florida stores, none here in our direct area. The closest location currently listed with a closing sale is over there in Destin.
Yes, I made a point of putting that into local headlines because we had already been touching on the Big Lot situation, but we touched on it on a more generic national scale. But then, when you think about it for more than 30 seconds, it's like, wait a minute, we got a couple of Big Lots around here.
Yeah, right? I drive by one on my way home.
Exactly. So you start sweating and you're thinking, can I not get my couches anymore? So you wanted to see, what we got. But yes, all right. So the nearest one that's listed on the closing sale right now is in Destin. So that's kind of a sigh of relief, at least for now, for those Big Lots fans out here. And starting next year, new recruits in the military will have to take cognitive tests. Obviously, this being a big military town, we need to know that. The Department of Defense says that they're trying to determine whether people have suffered any type of traumatic brain injury or TBI prior to joining. Hundreds of thousands of service members have been diagnosed with TBIs between 2000 and 2019. And they say many of those can be caused by things such as IED blasts and other service-related injuries. The Department of Defense is trying to do better at treating those injuries. So very productive
and,
news.
Well,
there.
I got a comment here from Dr. Sean Miner from HCA Florida Hospital on that very subject.
A lot of patients, they don't quite feel right. They're still having headaches. They're still having problems adjusting back to their normal lives. Don't feel like they can kind of snap back in. And everybody else is telling them to snap out of it.
And, of course, the DOD is trying to do better at treating those injuries for those who are in service now and those coming into the service.
Absolutely. All righty. Just about 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some state and national news for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Stephen Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family size 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Peatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. See dealer for details.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
How do we define a good man? A good man does the right thing, even when no one's looking. Hi, I'm Gina Stroberger. If you ask my husband, Steve, what are the most important things to him? He would say his family, his country, God, and his honor. Steve is the right man to be our next county commissioner. Please vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
I'm Robin, general manager with Stonebrook Golf Club. We enjoy working with the ESPN local radio team. Great service and delivered results. To reach area sports enthusiasts, I recommend advertising with ESPN Radio.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000. Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry. A world's been not different.
Steve, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the genre divorced dad rock?
Divorced dad rock.
Yeah.
That's a new one on me.
It's a thing on social media now, and this is like a beautiful example of that. Like anything like Nickelback, Creed.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a couple of like Stained songs. Some people even try to grandfather in Limp Bizkit. I don't know what the criteria is, per se, but I know that when I hear a divorced dad rock song, I know that it belongs to that genre.
I guess it's a song that basically has the tone that every divorced dad can actually, you know,
relate to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like any like 2000s rock song, I guess, plus Limp Bizkit, because I've seen people argue for that one. So either way, if you like divorced dad rock, first of all, I'm right there with you. Second of all, that was How You Remind Me by Nickelback. Anywho. Just about 4:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a quick check of the roads and weather for you here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. All right, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on that we're not used to. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and some if you're traveling eastbound coming from Pine Forest Road approaching Highway 29. Outside of that, it's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox and Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well. Outside of that, let's see what we got here. Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, got some backups developing over there now. And those several spots are just in Pensacola. Beyond that, we got Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And then Highway 90, this is going to be if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or traveling eastbound coming from Dogwood Drive and approaching downtown as well. Steve, how's the weather, man?
It looks pretty good right now. A few spotty showers. One seems to be hanging around Beulah on the News Radio ThreatNet radar. Otherwise, it's mostly clear. Should be clear tonight, down to about 82. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high about 90. Mostly clear again tomorrow night, down to about 80. 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Awesome. All righty. Getting into some state headlines here. Let's see what we got first. So, police are cracking down on drug trafficking along Florida's Gulf Coast. I'm all for that. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office gave an update earlier today saying that undercover investigators helped take down an opioid pill mill in Crystal River. The Tri-County Medical Center, LLC, is accused of illegally writing nearly 40,000 prescriptions for controlled substances, which led to the distribution of more than 3 million pills. Authorities raided the facility, its owner, and three storage units in June. 160 guns were seized, as well as drugs and stolen vehicles. At least three people are facing charges in connection to the investigation.
Wow, get those people off the streets.
Yeah.
Well, looks like more than two dozen rural communities in the Sunshine State are getting help to boost the economy. Florida Commerce is giving out more than $1.5 million in grants for a variety of job creation efforts. 25 cities, counties, and organizations, mainly located in north and central parts of the state, are going to use the money to help redevelop their local infrastructure. Since 2019, Florida Commerce has awarded nearly $6 million in grants to more than 90 communities.
And a South Florida roadway near Mar-a-Lago is expected to remain closed until at least the November election. The Secret Service shut down parts of State Road A1A last month following the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. Palm Beach officials held a meeting earlier this week saying the roughly one-mile closure has made it difficult to get around the island and may even impact emergency response in the area. The town has reportedly sent a letter to the Secret Service asking for a less invasive closure when Trump is not in town. Officials are still waiting on a response.
Yeah, basically, A1A is about the only way north and south on the island there. Well, a convicted triple murderer in Northeast Florida is back in court for his resentencing trial. More than two decades after the crime was committed. Opening statements began in Duval County earlier today in the penalty phase for a 69-year-old Pinckney Carter. He was found guilty in the 2002 shooting deaths of his ex-girlfriend, her boyfriend, and her 16-year-old daughter inside of a home in Jacksonville's Arlington neighborhood. Carter was sentenced to death, but a law passed in 2017 required a unanimous jury decision. Despite a change in the rule last year, Carter's new jury will still need to fully agree on a decision in his trial.
And a state senator is trying to get ahead of the possible passage of a recreational marijuana amendment by proposing a ban on public smoking in Florida.
Oh.
Sarasota's Joe Gruters is one of the few Republican lawmakers to support Amendment 3, which he says has led to some blowback. Gruters' bill would include streets, sidewalks, highways, parks, schools, hospitals, and public areas of retail and apartment buildings.
Wow.
Governor, yeah, quite a hefty list there. Governor DeSantis has declared that Floridians won't be able to escape the smell of marijuana if Amendment 3 gets 60% of the vote. A spokesperson for the pro-amendment group Smart and Safe Florida says that they support the bill.
You know, I've noticed in areas where, of course, marijuana is legal for recreational use, it's treated just like beer or any other alcohol where it comes to public use of the drug.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be exactly like everybody's going to be out there smoking joints if it becomes legal in Florida.
There's just a cloud over Pensacola. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, probably won't be that big of a deal. But that's the thing. It's just it's going to be interesting to see how that catches speed in Florida, especially because not only does Florida have so many people and so much pool, but it's also just a very diverse crowd. So you've got people from both sides of the aisle, and they come from all paths of life, and they feel this way about it or that way. So it, yeah, we're definitely going to get a mixed bag when it comes to how people feel about marijuana here. And lastly here, just very quickly, our top national story. President Biden and Kamala Harris held their first joint rally since the president ended his 2024 reelection bid. While speaking from Prince George's County Community College in Maryland today, the two leaders highlighted their efforts to cut Medicare prices for popular drugs. Biden praised Harris as a partner and said that she'd make a great president. I would like to think he would say so. she was your VP, man.
Right.
Harris, meanwhile, is expected to lay out her economic policies tomorrow during a campaign speech in Raleigh, North Carolina. All righty, 4:30, you hear the music. That means our Fox News segment is coming up. I don't know why I stuttered on Fox. It's a three-letter word. After that, we got Your Money Now and a CBS Sports Minute. When we return, we got national headlines and some sports headlines of our own. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump speaking at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, and attempting to blame Vice President Kamala Harris for inflation over recent years.
Harris has just declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority for her. It's going to be day one, but day one really for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Where has she been?
Trump inviting reporters for a second news conference in as many weeks. Vice President Kamala Harris sharing a stage in Maryland today with President Biden, the pair praising their past efforts and future plans aimed at lowering prescription drug prices.
No senior should have to choose between either filling their prescription or paying their rent.
Holding their first joint event since President Biden dropped his reelection bid. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day higher, the Dow gaining more than 550 points, good enough for a growth of nearly 1.4%. S&P 500 was up by 88, and the NASDAQ Composite grew by more than 400. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's chances of winning this year's race for the White House appear to have declined over the past month. Betting markets are now putting Trump's prospects below those of new Democratic nominee Kamala Harris. The former president has a 45% chance of prevailing this November, while Harris is set at 53%, according to MarketWatch. A game changer for the defense sector as Lockheed Martin is set to buy Terran Orbital, a struggling spacecraft manufacturer that they plan to take private. Lockheed would acquire the company's common stock at 25 cents a share for an enterprise valuation nearly worth $450 million in cash. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute. Micah Parsons is guaranteed that CeeDee Lamb, who is currently holding out, will show up and play week one. If I was Lamb and didn't have a deal done by the first week of the season, though, I would plan to skip the Cowboys week one contest against the Browns. Not that Lamb should need to do this, but the Cowboys in a week one game without CeeDee would be a disaster, and seeing what they are without him could make Jerry Jones push the ball over the goal line in a long-term deal with the star wide receiver. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows our great paint savings mean you can get the colors you want at prices you'll love. Right now, get 20% off 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of Valspar Defense Paint or Cabot Stain. Shop now because it's the perfect time to maintain your deck and paint your outdoor spaces. Visit us in-store or online today because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/21. Selection varies by location. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio app today and start getting text alerts.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we've got several spots to dig into. I-10, if you're traveling westbound on Palafox Street, still dealing with some pretty severe congestion there. Same can be said for Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox, and Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox. So all those spots traveling towards Palafox Street is just, my goodness. Let's see. Also, I have some issues on Scenic Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling, northbound towards Olive Road. We've got some heavy backups there, not just beyond I-10. This has no confirmation of an accident or anything, though, but nonetheless, something to look out for. And we do have an accident report if you are traveling near the intersection of Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard. That is very heavily backed up, especially if you are traveling westbound just beyond the intersection there. So very heavy backups over there. And these spots are just in Pensacola. I mean, it has been nightmarish on the road so far this afternoon. Outside of that, you're going to experience some backups if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and passing the Hurlburt Field area. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how is that weather?
Well, the weather is gorgeous, unless you happen to be in Beulah. For some reason, there's been a shower sitting over Beulah for about half an hour or so. Doesn't seem to be moving. But elsewhere, it's nice. Low tonight, down about 82 degrees, mostly clear. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high about 90. Mostly clear again tomorrow night, down to about 80. Temperature-wise, it is still warm. 91 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 degrees in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent. All right, carrying on with some national headlines here. Senator Ted Cruz wants to reopen an investigation into a baggie of cocaine that was found last summer at the White House. It's been revealed that the former head of the Secret Service wanted to destroy the evidence. In a letter to the agency's new director, the Texas Republican suggests a troubling pattern of misconduct. Cruz wants to know how many times the Secret Service discovered drugs on White House grounds. When the case was originally dismissed, the Secret Service spokesman said that interviewing the hundreds of people who could have brought the coke into the White House would be a strain on resources.
Well, if you're keeping track, after dumping torrential rains on parts of Puerto Rico, Hurricane Ernesto is now on the move. It's about 550 miles south-southwest of Bermuda, packing 85-mile-an-hour maximum sustained winds and heading in a northerly direction. Storm itself is moving north about 14 miles an hour. The long-range forecast sees it upgraded from a Category 1 to a Category 2 hurricane as it nears Bermuda on Saturday.
And a new report claims that Ukraine was behind the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, which carried natural gas from Russia to Germany. The Wall Street Journal reports that a small Ukrainian team carried out the 2022 explosion and said that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called off the operation, but one of his generals went ahead with it anyway.
That's
not cool, dude. Ukraine has denied involvement and has accused Russia of carrying out the sabotage. German authorities, meanwhile, have issued an international arrest warrant for a Ukrainian man alleged to be responsible.
Well, a ballerina has been sentenced to 12 years in prison by a Russian court for donating $51.80 to a U.S. charity that supports Ukraine. Karolina. She has dual American and Russian citizenship. She was living in L.A., went on a trip to visit the family in Russia. She was arrested there and accused of aiding an organization that buys arms for the Ukrainian army. Remember, it's only $51.80 she gave to that organization.
Right.
She happens to be not on the list of U.S. citizens who are part of a recent prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia.
Yeah, when you mentioned the whole thing about the family in Russia, that's when I really feel sorry for her, because obviously you want to see your family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Well, basically, if you happen to have Russian citizenship,
don't go
back to Russia.
That's the thing, man. If only her family wasn't still there, because once I got out of Russia and I didn't have any family behind, you'd never see me on Russian soil again.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, just about 4:42 here. Getting into some sports headlines. So we got some more updates on that Olympics drama surrounding Jordan Chiles and that medal situation.
Crazy.
So the U.S. gymnast says the decision to strip her of her bronze medal feels unjust. She addressed the controversy in a statement posted on social media today, saying, quote, "I am now confronted with one of the most challenging moments of my career," unquote. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee, of course, announced that it would reallocate the floor exercise bronze medal to Romanian gymnast Anna Barbosu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitrations for Sport. However, this is where it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The CAS found an inquiry into Chiles' score made by the U.S. was submitted after the one-minute deadline, but USA Gymnastics has said that they have video evidence proving otherwise, and the CAS would not hear its appeal. Chiles ended her statement by saying that she believes the people in control will do the right thing. And, of course, just a day or two ago, we heard that stuff about the head of this whole court of arbitration for sport has Romanian ties. So weird there.
No, nothing to see over here. Nothing to see.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the NBA schedule for the 2024-25 season is now out. The season is going to tip off in Boston with the Celtics starting their title defense against the New York Knicks. Opening night, we'll see LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers hosting Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The NBA is also set to play 5 games on Christmas this season, including the Spurs at Knicks, Lakers at Warriors, and Nuggets at Suns. Lastly, for the third straight season, the NBA will not play any games on Election Day.
Yeah, I love, you know.
So go and vote.
Yeah, go and vote. LeBron ain't holding you back. I will say, I always love hearing about the holiday games. I don't even watch the NBA on Christmas. I know it's something that a lot of people love. I personally don't indulge in it. I'm more of an NFL on Thanksgiving guy.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, just, man, the sports going on in the holiday season, it's so beautiful. In the WNBA, the 2025 All-Star Game is heading to Indianapolis. The league announced Thursday that the midseason showcase will take place July 19th, 2025 at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The arena is home to Caitlin Clark and the Indianapolis Fever. It will be the first time the city hosts the All-Star Game and comes as the Fever has seen a nearly 265% jump in attendance this season. This year's All-Star Game in Phoenix saw a sold-out crowd of more than 16,400 fans and drew 3.44 million viewers on TV. And Steve, we have another headline about Caitlin Clark, don't we?
Yeah, former Iowa Hawkeye and current Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. Yes, you've heard of her. She's going to be in a video game. Clark's image will be in the NBA 2K25 video game. Yeah. You're a gamer, so you probably know what that means.
2K25.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The video game is featuring Clark in an Indiana Fever jersey. It's out September the 6th. Meanwhile, Clark and the Indiana Fever are back in action Friday night. It's amazing the way the women came from almost being ignored to suddenly they're in the spotlight, almost making the men jealous.
Oh, yeah, no, it's crazy. I will say this. When I was reading that story about the All-Star game, I read Indianapolis Fever because that's what it says in the script. And I'm like, and I didn't mention anything about it, but I'm like, I know that didn't sound right. And then when you read Indiana Fever, I'm like, that's why it sounds wrong, because it's not their freaking name.
Yeah, but they are in Indiana. Indianapolis is right in the middle of it.
But nonetheless, I'm going to go ahead and shorten that. I was like, why does it say Indianapolis Fever? That doesn't sound right to me. Yeah, and it's because... that was a mess up. So
I guess
anyway,
I'll take my whiteout and
yeah, exactly. That was
right on the computer screen.
You know, I didn't type it, but I didn't catch it, so that's my bad. let's see. We'll carry on with just a few more quick sports headlines right after traffic and weather. Looking at what we've got here, still got those backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. If you're traveling westbound on Brent, that's going to have you backed up to I-110, so be on the lookout for that. Also got an accident report on Fairfield Drive. This is going to be at the intersection with Pace Boulevard. We have some very heavy backups there if you're traveling westbound just beyond that intersection, and there was an accident report in that vicinity. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and then if you continue traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards the Highway 87 area, you're going to experience another wave of congestion as you pass by Windhaven Beach. Then it's going to be Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and heading into downtown Milton. So a lot of chaos on the roads here. Steve, please tell me the weather is a bit more merciful.
Well, it is merciful over most of the area, except for some reason that shower is still sitting over Beulah. it doesn't seem to want to move, and the people in that area are really getting dumped on. Elsewhere, it's nice and sunny, mostly clear tonight, down to about 82, mostly sunny again tomorrow, high about 90, mostly clear tomorrow night, down to about 80. Right now, temperature-wise, 91 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, 88 in Milton, and that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so we'll just tackle a couple of other sports headlines here. I'll just knock them out of the way, and then we'll get on to health, business, and science. So, New York Yankee slugger Aaron Judge, he's making league home run history. His three-run blast in the eighth inning of Wednesday's game against the Chicago White Sox made him the fastest player in Major League history to reach 300 career home runs.
Wow.
Yeah, his 300th one came in the 955th game of his career, beating the previous record held by Pirates Hall of Famer Ralph Kiner. New York has won back-to-back games to remain first in the AL East. Yeah, but they're not first in the AL overall. That's my Cleveland Guardians, baby.
Yay!
All right, and then in the NFL here very quickly, Eagles at Patriots. That game's going to get underway at 6 o'clock tonight, preseason action on NFL Network and NFL Plus if you have it. Steve, what's going on with Wall Street over in the health business and science?
Well, there's good news. Fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing new applications for unemployment benefits the week ending August the 10th. The Labor Department says it received 227,000 initial requests, which is down from the previous week's revised total of 234,000 and several thousand fewer than most economists were expecting.
Good news. Absolutely. And stocks are closing sharply higher today. At the bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 554 points to 4563. The S&P 500 rose by 88 points to 5543. And the NASDAQ gained 401 points to 17594.
Wow.
Now, the stocks have been doing great ever since people started panicking about it a couple of weeks ago.
The world is coming to an end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All American Social Security information could be compromised.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Gosh, it was going so well, right? Reports say hackers stole data from National Public Data and tried to sell it, but then posted it online for free. The group claims to have nearly 3 billion records of personal data from North America and the United Kingdom. Experts say the best course of action is to freeze your credit files to prevent others from signing up for credit cards or other accounts. accounts in your name.
Well, a New York man is suing Disney after his wife died allegedly from eating at a Disney restaurant. Jeffrey Piccolo says his 42-year-old wife was allergic to nuts and dairy, and the staff at the Raglan Road Irish Pub at Disney Springs assured her last fall there were no nuts or dairy in her meal. Well, Piccolo filed a wrongful death suit, but Disney is asking the judge to toss the suit. Why? The company claims Piccolo cannot sue because he agreed to settle disputes through an arbitration when he bought a Disney Plus subscription 5 years ago. So as you scroll through all the things you normally scroll through to agree or not agree, maybe you better read it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this is that is you and I were talking about it before we went live.
Right.
That is ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, and where does it end, right? Like, I know that was like an official legal thing, but like, so what? You can't have any official affiliation with Disney or anything related to Disney? Like, what if I had issue with Pixar? Because what, didn't Pixar make Shrek? What if I had issues with Pixar, but then, oh, you can't take legal action against them because 20 years ago, you saw Mike Myers in a Walmart and took a selfie with him. You know, yeah. I mean, it's like, come on, what are we doing here?
I mean, what if I was in a small world and fell overboard, you know, and injured myself, which has nothing to do with a Disney Plus subscription on TV, but I guess Disney's looking for a way out and not to have to spend the money.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, from a corporation of their size, I can't say I'm surprised. Lastly here, Steve, are you a pumpkin spice guy?
Well, it's one of those things I don't look forward to because usually I like pumpkin spice,
right.
But every year it gets earlier.
I know.
It's like
awesome?
Christmas, you know, sometimes you'll see a display of Christmas trees in August.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. That is one issue that I don't really get on board with because it is like, okay, let's save it for that season.
Yeah, Halloween is a long way off.
Exactly. Well, pumpkin spice's early arrival ushers in the unofficial start of the fall season, of course. That's what we're talking about right now. It starts earlier every year as a Halloween push known as Summerween ushers in pumpkin spice season for many retailers. According to Yahoo Finance, the global pumpkin spice market valued at $1.1 billion last year. It's on pace to soar to $2.4 billion by 2031.
Wow.
The pumpkin spice craze was born 21 years ago. I can't believe that. When Starbucks debuted its pumpkin spice latte, the dates of the season change every year, but products have been available for several weeks at grocery stores. Steve, that's what you were alluding to.
Right.
I will say, I looked up when the pumpkin spice latte is supposed to come in at Starbucks, and every single time it's around August 20-something.
Right.
So I saw that it was believed, this is just rumors, but it was believed to be Thursday, August 22nd. So a week from today, pumpkin spice may be unveiled in at least some Starbucks nationwide. And I don't know, man. I might be there. The minute I see an orange leaf out and about, I might have to bite the hook.
Well, looks like it's time for me to carve my pumpkin.
There you go. 4:51, we'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you, followed by a strange story, to say the least. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup.
We talked about divorced dad rock earlier this hour. This would not apply. I would say this is a... This is fifth grade Austin rock is what this is, which, you know, do with that what you will. I wasn't a fan of it, but it was, you know, it was catchy back when back before Harry Styles was wearing dresses and he just had some fluffy looking hair. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still giving us a lot of trouble there as it usually does at this hour. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. That's going to back you up to I-110 right now. And we still got some congestion on I-10 eastbound as well if you're passing Pine Forest Road and approaching Highway 29. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile is pretty heavily backed up at this time as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound as you're passing Hurlburt Field, but then a bit more as you're passing the Windhaven Beach area. Then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, or traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, if you're keeping track of that shower over Beulah, it's still there. So they're getting all the rain. Everybody else is clear.
I've got binoculars. Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on it.
Okay, that's good. It looks like it's going to be another nice day tomorrow. High about 90, down to about 80 at night. And 91 degrees in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty. Getting a few quick pop culture notes here. This is one that's really been swirling around. The death of actor Matthew Perry is being now called a criminal conspiracy. In Los Angeles today, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said five defendants are being charged in connection to Perry's death due to the use of ketamine. The drug is used to treat addiction and chronic pain, and it caused him to lose consciousness and drown in his hot tub last October, of course. Estrada said the defendants, including two doctors, took advantage of Perry's addiction and were more concerned about making money. Estrada said one of the defendants is even known as the Ketamine Queen.
Wow.
Perry was open about his decades-long opioid addiction.
That's sad. There's a report, speaking of sad things, that the murder of Los Angeles actor Johnny Wachter is now solved. TMZ says search warrants are being served. The website reports arrests are imminent. They cite police sources who say a gang is being investigated for the killing. Wachter was shot and killed in May when he confronted thieves stealing his catalytic converter.
Yes, and the sad news really does just keep coming. We got a couple of deaths here to report. Former Hollywood Squares host Peter Marshall is dead at the age of 98. Marshall's family announced he died of kidney failure at his home in California. He was a leading man on Broadway before taking the gig as the host of the game show. He hosted around 6,000 episodes of the Hollywood Squares from 1966 to 1981.
Well, speaking of the sad news, rock musician and longtime radio show host Greg Kinn has passed away. A statement on his official website says he died at the age of 75 following a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He earned his first hit song with a breakup song when it hit number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart back in 81. He followed that up with the two biggest hits of his career 2 years later, with Jeopardy, which peaked at number two.
And Dolly Parton is launching her own makeup brand. It's called Dolly Beauty, and it arrives August 22nd. So you may be able to get your Dolly Parton makeup and the pumpkin spice stuff in the same day. That's when you'll really know that...
The seasons are changing, right?
That life is good. Yeah, if you see me with it says the first collection is called Heavenly Kiss. It features four lipstick shades, including Jolene Red. More products are expected to be released soon. So if you see me on August 23rd and I got some Jolene Red lipstick on and a pumpkin spice frap in my hand, well, you know that autumn is upon us. all right, some wacky stories here. This I think just kind of points to a bigger issue. The state is taking another step to protect kids from illegal cannabis. Talking about the state of California.
Right.
I should have mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. I figured that.
A recent crackdown in Los Angeles seized more than 2 million packages designed to look like popular food and candy, such as Twinkies and Sweet Tarts. They were all marked with a forged state seal. Governor Newsom says that this sends a clear warning to criminals choosing to operate outside of the safer legal industry. His task force is now responsible for taking $120 million worth of illegal cannabis off the streets since January.
And the problem with that is those making it look like Twinkies and Sweet Tarts.
Right.
Kids.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was going to ask. So it's designed to look like more kid-oriented stuff.
Right.
Are they just trying to make it look more innocent and it just so happens to look like it's targeting kids, or are they actually trying to target kids?
I have a feeling it's the latter.
Because that's the thing. It was really weird because I understand there are like some teenagers who will smoke weed or whatever and they'll try to get their hands on it. But like young kids aren't going to want it. So I don't understand why. Like, it's the same thing with like there was a fear a little while back about putting marijuana in Halloween candy. It's like, why in the world would you do that?
I don't know.
It's just that's just a really weird situation all around. But yeah, either way, if you got weed and you're looking to distribute, I wouldn't recommend it. But if you insist on it, just
keep it away from
the least kids. At least have the guts to promote it as it is. All right, don't be acting like, oh, I'm just giving away Twinkies, come here youngins. No, don't do that. Come on, be about that life if you insist on it. What lesson am I trying to teach here? I don't know. Bottom line is, hour one's wrapped up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Stephen Austin. After our WEAR Top of Hour news, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today on this Thursday. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Once again, stick around.